The Gold Coast will host their first ever Pride Festival with glitter and joy at the end of May, organized by the Gold Coast Rainbow Communities Queensland Group. I spoke with directors of the Gold Coast Rainbow Communities Queensland, being Siciliani and Danny Zuvella, and started asking what the Pride Festival is about.
This hasn't been done before. I know in the past that there's been a Pride Day about 12 years ago, and then all of a sudden that stopped, and there hasn't been anything since. So, yeah, here comes the festival.
It's an exciting time to be holding a festival. It's also, some people would say it's a crazy time to hold a festival with COVID and all the possible, you know, disruptions and things that can cause, but it's also probably more necessary than ever to have places to gather, and it's a really good time for the queer community to have visibility.
Now, what sort of events will you have during this Pride Festival at the end of May?
Well, we've got quite a few events. We have 7 days, Sunday to Sunday. We've got our picnics, we've got paint and sip, we have a Pride Movie World Day, which is exciting to have. We've also got our Dracula's on Thursday. Friday, we have our big night. It's our big dance party on the Yacht Club, which is our big gay white party. Saturday, we've got our beach pride walk. So we're doing a nice walk along the beach in Surfers Paradise. And then we're doing the after party at the Surfers Paradise Surf Club. And then Sunday, we have our big beach party, which is down at Kira, where we'll be, it's like a festival, people skydiving and all sorts of stuff.
Tell me a little bit more about the history of Gold Coast Rainbow Community Queensland, how it was created.
It was created out of a need to do something down here for the community. I've lived on the Gold Coast now for 20 years, and for a few years now I've been wanting to put something together. However, the time wasn't right until COVID. COVID hit, I was made redundant from my job, I was wondering what to do. And there's the birth of Gold Coast Rainbow Communities. I joined up with another community organisation, and as they were a not-for-profit, and I had an idea, and I asked them if they wanted to put together an LGBT community group. They said yes, so I came up with the name Gold Coast Rainbow Communities, and it all started from there.
And one of the interesting things about the Rainbow Community Queensland group is that it's family-oriented. How did you come up with that idea?
I think that has a lot to do with the just diversity of LGBTIQA plus people here on the Gold Coast. There are younger folks and older folks. There are folks who are single and folks who have moved up as a result of COVID. And there's also a lot of families. There's a lot of single mums and single dads who are parenting and are maybe not going to go to the clubs or every single one of the dance parties, but they still want a place to gather and be in our community and for their kids and themselves to be amongst the rainbow community. So we realized there was an opportunity for those people to feel included.
How's the reaction been from the community about the group itself and the Pride Festival?
Absolutely fantastic. Everyone keeps telling us that they've needed something like this down on the Gold Coast. We've run a few events so far and a lot of people have been coming to them. So we're really happy with the response that we are getting from the community. Never before has there been so much pride to be LGBT on the Gold Coast. The Gold Coast has been a place that's known for people to be hidden away and to be really shy of who they are. And since we've been running the Gold Coast Rainbow Community, I find that people are starting to be really proud of being on the Gold Coast and really proud to be part of an LGBT community here on the coast. And it's something new for down here.
One of the interesting things that I've seen in the Gold Coast, we've seen a lot of visibility of the LGBTIQA+ community from the Commonwealth Games. And it was an amazing environment that, you know, the event brought. And then afterwards, it disappeared. So there were businesses, I guess, involved in the community. Now, do you believe the Pride Festival and the group itself will bring not only the community together, but also will bring more businesses to support LGBTIQA+ causes for the community too?
Yes, absolutely. And one of our dream projects as we work further into Gold Coast Pride is developing a gay business directory that can help people find businesses and can help businesses find customers and also their community. I have a wonderful network that's very grassroots of businesses, and proud to say that one of our events, the Drag Queen Bingo that we've just started up in Chevron Island, we've got some small businesses supporting that and we're happy to support them back. It makes for a stronger ecology, and certainly in this era where lots of things are very unstable financially, it's great to be able to spread the love and the resources around, make it more sustainable for us as well in the future. So yeah, business is definitely part of that ecology that we're thinking about as what we do. It's not just entertainment and it's not just a sort of a community resource. It also we do events and have relationships with business, and those are part of the health of our community.
That was Director of the Gold Coast Rainbow Communities Queensland, Danny Zuvela.